last week's due yesterday. And this week's installment. Due today. You be sure and show Pops my message, huh?
I'll show him.
Starting today, I'm on the Phillips payroll.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. Bad part is I gotta be in Elgin at 10 o'clock, and after that I gotta go out on the road for the next month.
A month?
Selling medical supplies. I learned the territory, then they bring me back. I work full-time in Chicago. And we can get out of this slum, and we can get our lives back together. But the deal is, you're gonna be alone for a month. You think you can handle that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
How's the new school?
It's okay.
What's wrong, Tommy?
Well, these guys showed up. One of them had a gun.
Did they threaten you?
No.
Come here, son. Sit down. Listen, Tommy, you know, I know I wasn't any help to you when your mother died. You know, I guess I was drinking a lot and I lost the job, and I was dumb enough to think that I could win big money playing cards and pay the hospital bills. And I'm sorry to bring you into all of this. But, you know, if we hadn't wound up in this dump, maybe I would have never woken up.
Else I meet has their hand out. You know, Tommy, I should be upset with you.
Why?
You cost me my investment.
What's that mean?
It means black death is damaged goods, kid.
So now I'm invested in you, huh? How'd you like to fight for me, Tommy?
I appreciate the offer, Mr. Horn, but I'm not interested.
Come on, kid. If it's a matter of money.
No. It's not the money. It's just that I don't want to end up without a brain.
Don't be stupid, kid. Mr. Horn is giving you a terrific shot here.
Hey. Tommy. I respect your decision. It's been a real pleasure meeting you.
Likewise, I guess.
Good luck to you.